This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. Senate Wednesday overwhelmingly approved a non-binding resolution to end U.S. military support for the Saudi-backed intervention in Yemen, a four-year conflict against Shia Houthi rebels. Senator Mike Lee co-sponsored the measure.
U.S. intervention in Yemen is unauthorized, unconstitutional, and immoral. And we must not, we cannot delay voting to end our involvement and our support of Saudi Arabia any further.
The 63-37 vote came hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his defense counterpart Jim Mattis urged lawmakers to avoid cutting U.S. assistance to Riyadh. Pompeo called the Senate proposal ill-timed, coming ahead of planned peace talks in Sweden.
It would encourage the Houthis. It would encourage the Iranians. It would undermine the fragile agreement for everyone to go to Sweden and have this discussion.
A similar measure failed earlier this year. This vote was taken in the wake of last month's murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has repeatedly denied ordering the killing, but the Central Intelligence Agency concluded otherwise. Defense Secretary Mattis insisted there's no direct evidence of his complicity.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
Pompeo said degrading ties with Riyadh would be a grave mistake for U.S. national security. He described the Gulf Kingdom as a powerful force for stability in the region and a counterweight to Iran. The U.S. military said Wednesday it killed three militants in an airstrike targeting the al-Shabaab insurgency in Somalia. The strike was carried out Tuesday in the center of the country. It's an area struck last week by U.S. warplanes and said to have killed dozens of al-Shabaab extremists. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday defended the decision of his armed forces to seize three Ukrainian Navy ships in the Sea of Azov Sunday, calling the Ukrainian action a provocation. He also denounced Ukraine's imposition of martial law, calling it politically motivated ahead of next year's election. In the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, an anti-Russia protest was held. Participant Galina Ognarov demanded Russia return the 24 sailors it captured, give free passage to Ukrainian vessels, and appealed for international support. President Donald Trump Wednesday expressed his deep concern over the matter in a phone conversation with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In the Macedonian capital Skopje, several thousand protesters marched Wednesday against the government of Prime Minister Zoran Zaev for his support of a deal with Greece to change the country's name. Changing the name from Macedonia to North Macedonia is controversial and must be approved by a parliament. If approved, Athens has promised to allow its opposition to be removed for Macedonia's bid to join NATO and the European Union. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Wednesday announced formation of a 12-person team for prospective peace talks with the Taliban during a meeting in Geneva, where European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini spoke of something new that's happening.
President Ghani has put on the table a courageous peace offer to the Taliban. It is a unique opportunity to break the stalemate and to move the country forward.
Hopes have increased the 17-year conflict's end could be in sight. Meanwhile, in Kabul, gunmen attacked a British security contractor compound Wednesday, killing at least 10, wounding twice that many. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday expressed hope for better ties with arch-rival India. His remarks came as a new border crossing in Punjab province was officially open. Mr. Khan said if India takes one step forward, we will take two. The two nuclear-armed countries have fought three wars since independence in 1947. Sri Lanka's most senior military official appeared in court Wednesday, charged with helping another suspect in the abduction and disappearance of 11 youths during the country's quarter-century civil war. The defense chief will still face detention until December 5 as the investigation continues. And the U.S. Embassy in the capital of Democratic Republic of Congo will remain closed through Thursday, at least the fourth day in a row, following what it described as credible and precise information about a possible terrorist threat coming amid presidential election campaigning. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.